540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Extraordinary weather conditions for much of Wisconsin. The state has been experiencing one of its driest years on record, with counties across the state in various levels of drought conditions. Yesterday's rain brought needed relief of anywhere from 2 to 4 inches for regions of the state. Flood watches were issued ranging from Fond du Lac to Dane to Kenosha counties. The National Weather Service reports several communities around Milwaukee experienced flooding. Meanwhile, in northern Wisconsin, portions of Bayfield and Douglas counties have now entered exceptional drought conditions. That is the severest level of drought and the first time it has ever been recorded in the state. President Biden will visit Wisconsin today to talk up his economic policies. Terry Bell reports.
Biden will speak at Ingeteam Incorporated. It's a green energy company that makes wind turbine generators in Milwaukee. The White House says the president will talk about how Bidenomics is investing in America to grow the economy from the middle out. Tomorrow is the first anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act, which in part aims to mitigate climate change. The president's visit comes a little over a week before Republicans gather in Milwaukee for the first presidential primary debate. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Southeastern Wisconsin Congressman Brian Stile will soon have a challenger for 2024. Nate Wegehout with more.
Lorenzo Santos is expected to announce his campaign Saturday in Racine. The Democrat is Racine County's emergency response manager. He's also an officer in the U.S. Navy Reserve and chair of the Young Democrats of Wisconsin. In a statement, Santos says his campaign will focus on reproductive rights, health care, and voting rights. Stile is the incumbent Republican who's represented the 1st District since 2019. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Another Wisconsin congressman says he's worried about a government shutdown. Congress needs to have all of its spending bills passed by September 30th. Madison area Democrat Mark Pocan serves on the House Appropriations Committee. He says the panel's work has been slowed down by Republicans on the far right.
They added all these policy riders that have nothing to do with spending, which is appropriations, around pride flags, around abortion, around diversity, equity, inclusion, and all this extreme stuff.
Pocan spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, and senior Republicans insist they won't allow federal funding to lapse. A World War II veteran from Wisconsin is 100 years old. David Cuff reached the century mark yesterday. Dozens of family and friends helped him celebrate at the VFW in Stoughton Sunday. He joined the Air Force when he was 18 and served for nearly 38 years. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you come upon an abnormal traffic backup today, it's probably just Joe Biden. The president's visit to Milwaukee includes a stop at a business near the Brewers ballpark. It's anticipated the president will arrive in town during the early afternoon, with his remarks expected at around 1 or 2. You can catch the live broadcast of his message on this station. This visit marks President Biden's 6th trip to Wisconsin. A driver hydroplaning on the wet I-94 road surface resulted in a collision with a Waukesha County Sheriff's Squad yesterday and injuries to 2 deputies. Both deputies in the squad car struck sustained minor injuries. The driver who hit the squad car wasn't injured. Steer clear of Lake Michigan beaches in the area. A beach hazards statement is active for Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties through this afternoon. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers face the Dodgers. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Over the weekend, the Brewers pulled off a 3-game sweep of the White Sox. Tonight, the road trip continues in L.A. against the Dodgers. After that, it's on to Texas to take on the Rangers. Both teams in first place in their divisions. Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Look, we got two of the best teams in baseball on tap here, so we got our work cut out for us with two very tough road series, so a good way to start it out for sure.
First pitch tonight in L.A. is at 9:10. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers ranked 19th in the nation, despite a record of 7-6 last season. That's mostly because of the anticipation of Luke Fickell as the new head coach.
Like I said, I think we're in a good place in some positions more than others. I think the offensive line, I feel like you're in a really good spot with trying to find that mix. Defensive line, I feel that way a little bit more about too.
NFL, the New York Jets have signed former Vikings running back Dalvin Cook to a one-year deal worth $8.5 million. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott is now a member of the New England Patriots. 1 year, $6 million. The Patriots flying to Green Bay today for a week of joint practices. The Packers rookie place kicker, Anders Carlson, continues to struggle. He missed a point after kick yesterday in practice after missing two Friday night against the Bengals.
I think being a kicker, it's all about being consistent mentally and physically. And obviously you want the results to be consistent, but you know, before the results come, you got to be personally level.
The team got a visit from Commissioner Roger Goodell, who talked about the NFL draft being in Green Bay in 2 years.
In 2025, it will actually be our 90th draft. So I can't think of a better place to be able to do that than right here.
Goodell later attended practice, wide receiver Christian Watson.
It's cool. I mean, just to have him here, especially for, you know, the event that's taking place, you know, having the draft here is going to be super exciting, super cool for all of us. So it's definitely exciting seeing him around here and just knowing that, we're having an event like that in Green Bay. It's going to be cool.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Good morning and welcome to the early. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man? I can't hear you. Still can't hear you. All right. So let me know when you got it worked out. But I will say this, it's amazing what a difference a day makes. I don't know who wrote that song. It's really long ago. Calvin, you hooked up yet? Okay. So I don't know who wrote that song, but that song was 100% correct. Yesterday, with all of the rain, you know, I've been talking constantly for the last couple months about the lack of rain. And I kept emphasizing that Mother Nature never forgets. I don't care how dry it is. Mother Nature is going to work and bring it all back into order. And yesterday, Mother Nature attempted to try to correct herself. And we got a deluge of rain. And, you know, not as much as was predicted. I know that early on, the weather people were saying 4 to 5 inches in Milwaukee. We wound up with a little over two, but 2 inches of rain as I walked out this morning to get in my car to come to work. You know, you could see the difference in the grass already. And it almost appears as if the trees were smiling, you know, because they have been struggling. The birds, everything have signaled and thanks for the rain that came. And, you know, it's amazing that we went this long without having a good soaking that we should have started having in April. Remember the old axiom, April showers bring May flowers? Well, we didn't get the April showers. We didn't get the May showers. We didn't get the June showers. We didn't get the July showers, which is amazing. You know, the more you think about it, you know, April, May, June, July, bone dry. And that's 120 days, almost a third of, you know, the calendar gone without having life-sustaining rain. But we got a good share of it on yesterday, and I can tell you just having the sun back out again really kind of shows you just how, you know, this world that we live in, anybody who doesn't believe that there's something greater than man is off kilter. Because just seeing the sun out today, we didn't get it for a day or two. And today, life springs eternal again. But anyway, got a lot to talk about this morning, as always. I want to begin with this. I am a guy who goes back in the city of Milwaukee. We had a police chief named Ed Flynn. He was a big shot who came out of Boston, and he was the biggest shot of all the police chiefs that Milwaukee had ever had, from the perspective of when Milwaukee went out looking for a chief when Ed Flynn became the chief. It went national. The city of Milwaukee, for the first time, went out nationally to look for the best and number one rated police chief that there was in the nation. And Ed Flynn was ranked right up there as one of the top two or three police chiefs in the nation at the time that Milwaukee made this decision to bring him in. Now, Milwaukee had always went internally and brought in, people who had already been on the force for many years. And I remember they wound up with Chief Areola. We wound up with the first woman chief. I forgot her name. She was there for a short time. Calvin, can you look up the first female police chief in the city of Milwaukee? All right. And I forgot her name. And then there was another one in between. But they didn't have a lot of success, okay? They didn't have a lot of success at it. And so they decided we're going to go out and get the best chief in the nation, and they brought in Chief Areola, a hard-nosed guy, no question whatsoever, a police officer's chief, and he was an no-nonsense guy. And he stopped what was called police chases. One of the highest-ranking chiefs in the nation did not support high-speed chases by law enforcement. And I remember him saying, and I remember having him on a different radio station. I used to have him on a lot. And he would say to me, I don't believe in chases. I don't believe that we should endanger the citizens. It's too dangerous a situation, and so to endanger innocent people who have nothing to do with it is not something I support. So he stopped what had been an ongoing part of Milwaukee police, and that's to chase a car, because he understood the inherent dangers. Now, that stood for many years until Republicans at the state level started, sticking their nose where it didn't belong, as they always have when it comes to the city of Milwaukee. Somehow the people on the state level supposedly know better than we who live in our city what works best for us. And there was all this gnashing of teeth, and the police department, the union, went to the legislature, as they always do, and started belly aching about we should be able to chase and criminals are getting away. And the legislature then began to put pressure on, the Fire and Police Commission, which at the time was the independent entity that oversaw the policies of the Milwaukee Police Department, which is something that was always acceptable until, again, here recently when Robin Voss and the Republican Party have taken away that oversight board. Oh, Nanette Haggerty. Thank you. Thank you, Calvin. Nanette Haggerty, who had a very short stint as the chief of police. But all of them had this in common. They all allowed the police chases, which caused just all sorts of mayhem, as you could imagine. People running lights to get away from the police. You know, I'm a guy who likes the old 1940s movies and 1950s movies. And so in all those old movies, and they call film noir, the police chases are kind of romantic on television, right? It's a movie, and you're watching the police chases, and you see the old cars turn over. Those cars were built like tanks back in those days, so when the cars turned over, they didn't crush like a tuna can like cars today. So the chases were reinstituted about 3 years ago in Milwaukee. And I can tell you, they've had horrific outcomes. And I don't know, 25 or more people have been killed in police chases already this year. Innocent people who are just going about their own lives. That could be any of us. Any of you in the listening audience, myself, your loved ones, and somebody is being chased. Unfortunately, in today's reality, that person being chased is a 14 or 15 or 16-year-old kid who has no concept whatsoever of the circumstances and the outcomes of running a car, driving a car at 90, 100 miles an hour in densely populated areas. Red lights don't even bother them. And at the end of all of these things, of these horrific, horrific accidents, I've always said, man, when you see these accidents in city streets, they look like what you used to see on the highway. Where on the highway, you know, people are traveling these tremendous amounts of speed, you know, 70 miles, 80 miles an hour, and then you hit something. Well, you know, the cars are just completely crushed. Well, you know, you can expect to see that on the highway. We're seeing that on city streets. Well, there was another one of those on this past Sunday night in the city of Milwaukee. North 68th Street and West Silver Spring Drive, highly city street that has just is heavily traveled at all times. The Milwaukee police were attempting to stop a stolen vehicle in the 5100 block of West Hampton Avenue, and chased this car through a stoplight. And nine young people were in that car, which I can't even begin to understand. Ages of 15 years old all the way up to 18. A 17-year-old that was in that stolen car, Jamila Brown, died at the scene. But the other innocent people, you know, who were hit by, struck by this car that the police were chasing at high rates of speed. Listen, we got to go to break. I got to talk about this. 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts on high-speed police chases. We'll be right back.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show,
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 76. Winds out of the north 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 55. Daytime highs approaching 81. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Upper 70s Thursday and Friday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
At 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. The incident marks the 48th traffic death of the year in Milwaukee, compared with 39 as of the same date in 2022, according to police data. You know, injured in the crash were eight passengers of the stolen vehicle. A 15-year-old male, a 16-year-old male, two 17-year-old males, an 18-year-old female, and two unknown female occupants. Two passengers from the second vehicle, a 25-year-old female and a 42-year-old female, were also injured. All of them were taken to the hospital. I don't know. You know, at the end, what you see is you see a police officer standing up and looking at the wreckage of these cars that they've chased, either having run into a tree or somebody else. And they have to scrape the people off of, you know, the metal, because they're driving at these reckless rates of speed. And I don't know what you solve by that. You know, I really don't know what you solve by that. Well, you got your man, but at what price? Innocent people, as I said before, are losing their lives because of this decision that was made to chase. And yeah, if somebody stole a car, I get that. And here's my friend from Racine, Sharkey, a former detective with the Racine Police Department. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for asking. And got through the rain, and the sump pump is hot. Still cooling off from all the water.
Yeah, so you were in law enforcement for how many years?
20 plus, and then another 20 in the legal system with the attorneys. That was scary.
Let me ask you your thoughts on these high-speed chases through densely populated areas.
Well, I can take you back to the 70s, and I was very young at the time, and we hung around in our groups. And there was an old saying, and I didn't partake, but there was an old saying that if when there's a chase, a high-speed chase, we'll chase them, and then we'll, when the wheels stop spinning on the cars, the fists start flying and the sticks start swinging. And I never bought into that, and I never approved it. But it was there. It was like a secret in the wind. And of course, the whole situation of these chases, it's just bad from front to back. And personally, and you mentioned it earlier, that the Mr. Voss was part of the issue where they reinstituted the chase right. law. I am so against that. Now, we know as a fact that there's a lot of talk about guns, a lot of talk about the dangers, the killings. But what do you have? You have a 65-grain bullet going fast, or you have a 4,500-pound vehicle going fast with people inside. This is crazy. They're both, I can't say equally, but they're both have the ability to completely cause mayhem and have done it, and it just makes me cringe.
So Sharkey, here's the difference today, my friend. 14-year-old kids are behind the wheels of the stolen cars. That you're going to chase 10, 12, 14-year-old kids at these breakneck speeds? Well, what did? They stole a car. Okay. I'm not justifying anybody stealing a car, Sharkey, but if somebody steals my car, I have insurance. Does it mean then that they should be chased until they stop, until it ends? Because the chase continues, Sharkey, until the car stops running.
That's right, and I hate to tell you, but it's part of my nightmare, because I've seen a lot of mayhem in front of me, and it breaks my heart to this day that I was part of it. Okay, part of it.
Right.
And all legal, I was never.
No, well, that was your job. I mean, you had to do it.
So I mean, the insurance companies should be just absolutely enraged. They seem to control a lot of our society today. They should be putting pressure on. We need, and I'm with you on this, the no chase policies.
Yeah, the no chase policy was there. And you know, again, pushback from the state, not from the city. Hey, Sharkey, call me back after the break. I'm going to continue this on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. Last night, former President Trump was indicted again, this time for allegedly engaging in a criminal conspiracy to change the 2020 election results in Georgia. 18 of his allies have also been charged. CBS's Nicole Killian from Atlanta.
District Attorney Fannie Willis has asked all 19 defendants to surrender within the next 10 days, and she wants to try all of them together. This sprawling indictment lays out an alleged criminal enterprise citing criminal acts here in Georgia and six other states.
Among the others indicted, Rudy Giuliani and former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says prison time is a possibility.
I have always said the Georgia case was the most serious. And what you have is a mandatory minimum sentence for anyone who's convicted. It's a punishment of 5 to 20 years.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 2 inches in most places, with some getting even more than that. The impact from yesterday's flooding and high winds continues, with We Energy still reporting thousands of outages in Milwaukee County at this hour. The high water mark seems to be in the Cedarburg area, with that community reporting almost 3 inches of rain. Give yourself some extra time today if you plan on driving during a presidential visit. President Joe Biden is coming to speak at a Milwaukee company that works in green energy. That business is near the Brewers ballpark. It's believed he'll be getting into town early in the afternoon, with remarks sometime around 1 or 2. The trip is Biden's sixth as president to Wisconsin, one of a handful of swing states. He was last in the state in February when he toured a Madison area union training center. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Yeah.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Just talking about this continued car chases that really wind up with people, you know, innocent people being killed. And I just still don't think the end results are worth it. Yes, somebody stole a car. I'm not justifying somebody stealing a car. Again, if somebody stole my car, you know, I've got insurance. It's not the end of the world. I'm sorry. I don't think at the end of it we should be endangering the lives of innocent people. The department engaged in the city of Milwaukee, engaged in 1,028 chases in 2022. Now listen to this. 1,028 chases in 2022, up from 50 chases in 2012. So they jumped up from only 50 chases in 2012 to 1,028 chases in 2022, according to data provided through an open records request. The 2021 tally was even higher, 1,078, and it's going to be even higher this year. When are we going to realize that that's not the answer? Let's go to Vincent from Lannan. Hey, good morning to you, Vincent. How you doing? You've been around. You remember when they didn't allow the chases.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. Chief Flynn, the Chief Flynn, he was kind of forced by the legislature.
Yes.
To change that particular law. But the point is, Earl, I kind of disagree with you on this one. The fact is when you talk about the vehicle deaths, the number of vehicle deaths we've had this year, the fact of the most of those deaths are because of individuals running red lights, losing control of cars, running into poles or running into folks' homes. And most of those deaths have come from that and not from vehicle chases. Certainly there's an inherent risk to what the police do when they chase, but it's not the police fault that individuals are breaking a law in the city of Milwaukee. And the point is that one of the reasons why we've done this is because of the increase of individuals out here stealing cars, committing other crimes, because these individuals were suspected of armed robbery. And so when a police officer is out on patrol, this is one of his jobs, is to make sure that the public is safe. And so when individuals are breaking the law, like running red lights, speeding, and things of that sort in the community, and the police don't do anything, the fact is it increases. The fact is you've got rolling drug houses that were being developed under the no chase law. Individuals out here stealing cars just to use them for drugs.
Vincent, let me say this, because I remember the debate well as you remember the debate, and with the rolling drug houses, I say this to the rolling drug houses: none of us want to see that happen. But to chase somebody for selling drugs through red lights and endangering people, I disagree with that. I'm not supporting people selling drugs, but I don't think the answer is somebody selling drugs. I don't know what the drug is, and neither do police. It could be a bag of weed, and they chase them because they're selling drugs. Okay, I just think that's too dangerous a situation for the innocent people in the society. I also understand, that a lot of the accidents that have occurred certainly come from reckless driving. But we cannot, and I remember Chief Flynn saying this intently when I had him on, and I used to have him on many times on my other show, that he knew about numbers with police chases and how many people wound up dying. He knew the numbers. I don't know the numbers. Yeah, there are people driving recklessly in our neighborhoods and in our communities, But Vincent, the answer to that can't be chase them until they run into somebody else and kill other innocent people. I don't know what the answer, well, in a way I do know what the answer is, and it's long and winding, but I don't think the solution, Vincent, is by police chasing them until they stop.
I can understand your point, but the point is what kind of community do you want? The fact is the people who are following the rules, the people who are out here buying the insurance for their automobile.
Hey, I'm one of them, Vincent.
Who are following the rules out here and trying to live their lives are being victimized. The fact is, when you look at the number of cars that have been stolen in Milwaukee, it's just incredible. And the fact is, it's only 1 to 2% of those vehicles, the people that have stolen those vehicles, are being convicted So the fact is that when your insurance decides to drop you after your car is stolen. The fact is, when your insurance decides to raise your rates, the fact is, when you've lost time at your job because you can't get to your job, the fact is that there's a higher impact or you can't get your kids to school or whatever. The fact is, it's a higher impact on the community. So it depends on what kind of community you want.
I agree with everything you said, but the end doesn't justify the means. If they've chased over 1,200 cars, then whatever they're doing is not stopping it. The chase and what they're doing and the way they're approaching it is not bringing an end to it, Vincent. I understand the reaction. I'm one of those people who you're talking about, who pays my insurance and don't want my car stolen. But as I said before, I get it. Yeah, and there are criminals running around our neighborhoods and our communities. I think what happens is when we look at what has created this situation, Vincent, and you can go on the internet and there's been a challenge nationally on the internet to young people to steal these cars. And that's what has happened, not just in the city of Milwaukee, but all over the nation. Then somebody should have addressed the fact, two things, Vincent, that Kias and the other car that is so easily to steal, that they should have been challenged long ago when they knew these things were happening to fix it. Now they are. And the other thing, Vincent, that I'll say is, why is it okay to put on the internet how to steal cars? How does that make sense? How is that okay?
It's a lot of things on the internet that don't make sense. They've got stuff on how to make bombs.
I know, man. But come on, man. So 10-year-olds can look on the internet on how to steal a Kia.
And it doesn't make sense. But the point is that if we can't solve the issue of individuals who decide that, hey, this is what I want to do tonight out here at 11:30, 12:30 at night, to steal a car, put a gun in somebody's face and steal a car. If we don't solve that particular problem, then we're going to continue to have this kind of mayhem going on. And so, or are we going to allow just to have lawlessness run through the community and which is going to get worse?
Hey, Vincent,
some way we have to instill in children that this is not the thing to do. And when the police turn on their lights, you need to stop.
Hey, Vincent, I agree with you totally. I spend my life working with young people, trying to make sure that those messages reach them. I agree with you 100%. I'm engaged in that in my life every day. But at the same time, a 10-year-old or 12-year-old or 14-year-old who's in that stolen car is not going to respond to the police to stop and to chase them until the end, to me, is just not worth it. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Sharkey, your response, sir.
Well, I am all about education, and I don't think there's enough of it. Okay. And we also, there's a lot of calls sometimes if you play real close attention where there's a high-speed chase where the police are chasing, there's the ability to decommission that car electronically. Now, that's not every car that's capable of doing that, but they're starting to use them more and more. There is a possibility, but education, equipment, tools for the officers to try to eliminate these chases. You know, the teachers, our parents, our churches have to get together and talk about this. And they got to realize, as young kids growing up thinking aspirations of it's cool to be stealing cars and drugs and selling drugs out of stolen cars, it's scary.
So
we got to capture it all.
I remember the city of Milwaukee 10 years ago spent $300,000 on the latest technology. They put a dart inside of the grill of the police cruiser. And so what the police cruiser would do was would be to pull up close behind the vehicle and they could push a button and that dart could come out of the grill of the police car. Look it up. This is true. And attach itself to that vehicle to make sure that they would know where that car is as opposed to chasing. So there are tools and technology, as you stated, they've now got ways that they can shut those things down. All I'm saying is the chase is too dangerous. I'm not supporting people in stealing cars. I'm not supporting people in being criminals. You know, when you get this, this mother, at 1:06 a.m., Laquan McCoy was driving through a Northside Milwaukee intersection when the driver of a stolen Buick Encore ran a flashing red light and crashed into McCoy's Jeep Renegade. He was being chased by the police. The speeding driver, who was fleeing police, hit McCoy's Jeep so hard it bounced off a tree on one side of the road and into a parked car on the other side. McCoy died. McCoy, 19, died at the scene. He got off work around like 9 or 10 at night. He stopped here to see me, his mother said, Antoinette Broomfield recalled. He told me he would be to see me the next day, and he was going to drop a friend off at home, and that was the last time I heard from him. The death of McCoy, described as a warm, outgoing big teddy bear with many friends, inflicted a still unhealed wound, Brumfield said. A court sentenced Fitzgerald, the driver of the stolen Buick, to 10 years in prison and 8 years of extended supervision related to McCoy's death. Yes, you know, they chased him. And yes, in the end, they got him. But to what expense? You know, to what expense? I got to go to a break. 844, and thank you, Sharky. I appreciate it, man. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're Did going you know to be that? The lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 76. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 55, daytime highs approaching 81. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Upper 70s Thursday and Friday, with a chance for scattered storms Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to Tom from LA. Hey, good morning to you, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. And we must get money out of politics and lobbyists all out of Washington and everywhere. Is there anybody getting a kickback for this crash porn? That's what I call it. I don't know if you guys have it there. We hear, you know, when there's a chase, you know, it's on breaking news and it's breaking through all the different, you know, TV stations are showing the chase on TV and all that kind of stuff, which I find so offensive and so ridiculous. But I'm just wondering, is there one way or another that police departments or someone's getting money, you know, to actually show these chases, so therefore they can pad their own wallet somehow?
No, come on. So, listen, man, so they chase in L.A. too, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it, like I said, it breaks in the news, and you can watch it for 2-3 hours if you want. You know, I mean, I just refuse to watch anything like that. So, but, you know, it just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, it's like, you know, you got the highway chase, you got this and that, and they the media people, when you hear them on the TV, it sounds like they're reporting a movie. Like, oh my gosh, look at that. Oh, he almost hit that person. Oh, he almost hit that person.
Yeah, well,
they're innocent people. It's like, what the heck? So if the adrenaline rush is that great for the media person that's doing it, just think what the adrenaline rush is for
Tom, Vincent, the caller, Vincent, he made some points that are valid, and I don't disagree with any of the points he made, except that it can't be justified to chase, right? Yeah, you know, you can't, people who are criminals and those kind of things and the things they do, certainly they need to pay a price for that. But innocent people who didn't commit that crime, their lives shouldn't be impacted and affected by some guy who stole a car, right? I mean, I just don't think one person and one mother should have to lose her loved one because some other guy decided to steal a car. And so that person it's pretty safe to say, you know, I don't have anything that can back it up, but you know, I don't think that person is going to be running through the lights as often as they would if they're being chased by police.
Earl, what I would say is that I agree with Vincent also, but the thing is, you already got a fire going. Now you're just putting kerosene on the fire.
Yes.
I mean, it's like to de-escalate things is not to add more drama to it. It's to de-escalate it. So figure out a way to de-escalate it. And like you said, there's technology out there. Where you can find out where that person is once they, you know, calm down and it's an unnecessary thing. And it's, again, a problem that we are causing that we have control over really would not cost us any money or anything like that.
So Tom, as I said in the beginning, I'm an old guy who likes watching old movies and I like the old car chases, right? And, you know, and so I like seeing that on television in a movie setting. I don't like seeing it in real life because in the movie setting, you know, people aren't going to be dying. But in real life, people are dying, man. Come on. You know.
They don't act like it, though.
You say what?
These media correspondents don't act like there's innocent people that are dying. They just follow that chase like all around. And it's just, like I said, it's pitiful.
Look, man.
These are real people.
Tom, as I said, in the city of Milwaukee, last year, 1,072 chases. Come on, man. So at the end of it, and then there are police officers who will call off the chase, right? You hear him say, it's too dangerous, I'm calling off the chase. Well, if they realize that they have the right to call off the chase, and they do, why don't they do it more? With all the law enforcement, yeah, they can call off the chase. That's a decision that they can make. And so, you know, we need more officers who will call off the chase when they know they're in a densely populated area like L.A. Right? Come on, man.
I call it crash porn is what I call it, because you know someone's going to crash and somehow someone's liking the adrenaline rush or whatever it is that they're showing on TV. I don't understand it.
And I will say this. And the 14-year-old who stole the car, you know, for heaven's sakes, should that be a death sentence? Maybe people don't remember, but they've been stealing cars as long as there have been cars. And yes, they're stealing them even more again because of, again, the internet has taught these young boys, and as I was reading the other day, a competition across the nation for young kids to see who can steal the most cars. And the fact that they show them how to steal it, Tom, that can't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all. But that's what they're doing.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Thank you very much.
I just want to know who's profiting from it.
Hey, thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. You all know.
Listen, Funkin' NASA. Sandwiches are the original fast food. What could be easier than spreading a bit of mustard on Country Hearts cracked wheat bread, then topping with smoked ham and cheddar, or maybe a peanut butter and strawberry jam on Kids' Choice whole grain white? So, on your way to the lake or park this summer, skip the drive-thru and pack a cooler with your favorite sandwiches instead. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.